Maybe this one will only be a few minutes. I don't know. Toen we woensdag. Oh, he's written here. Okay, so the original sentence was: toen we ontscheept werden. So when basically when they went off the boat, but then he went back. And above the sentence, he writes Wednesday at 4 p.m., which is then underlined. And he sort of tries to move it into the sentence. So when we got off the boat on Wednesday at 4 p.m., stond de trein al klaar. The train was already waiting for us. Het ging toen met een vaartje van een kilometer of 60 door het landschap. He should have been a writer. Oh my god. Yeah. Well, if I keep going this pace, then definitely be another half an hour. But anyway, he says, so yeah, the train moved with a speed of around 60 kilometers per hour through the landscape. Door tunnels en bergen en dalen naar Wokingham. Through tunnels and mountains and valleys through Wokingham. De derde klas is hier in een woord. De derde klas is hier in één woord af. Prachtig. Nou, dat is een nieuw prachtige. Kussens. Prima licht. Ah. Wait. Did they sleep on it? Wait, I don't know what he's talking about now. The derde klas. So that's a train. He's talking about the train. And he's saying something. Fluwelen kussens. Oh. In prima licht enzovoort. He's talking about the accommodation on the train. And he's talking about, what is fluweel? I want to say satin, but that is satijn. But just that type of luxury garment, that kind of fabric. He says beautiful, and I'm going to say satin, but it's not the word, but beautiful satin pillows and good light, etc. There you go. Om een uur of 12 kwamen we in Wokingham aan. So around 12 we arrived in Wokingham. And I'm not sure, om 4 uur, om 12 uur, I'm assuming night because Wednesday at 4 p.m. Blah, blah, blah. So 12, I'm assuming midnight. De bagage werd op. Yeah, so every time I think he says off, he says op. Is in één woord. Is in, nou ja. De bagage werd op auto's geladen. En toen met de rest van de uitrusting op mars naar East Hampstead. Okay. So, the luggage was loaded onto cars. And with the rest of our, I'm going to have to find a word for it, the word for uitrusting, but equipment, still going to say equipment. We had to march to East Hampstead. Het is een kamp waar Karel ook gelegen heeft. Now he writes it with a K. What is with a C, isn't it, Karel? Is it with a K? Well, he wrote it with a C in the other. Is that, are there two Carls? Was it his older brother that gave him the permission to join the... But then why would he have called him uncle? Okay. In the other letter, he's referring to this other Carl. But he writes with a C and now he writes it with a K. Well, this is... Okay. That's for the recap. Anyway, he says it is the same camp that Carl has been. So Carl's not there anymore, but he knows that Carl was there. So I don't know how long Carl was missing, but I think the more I think about it, I think the less impact it had. That's why no one ever told us. At 1:30, we were there. Okay. Zo moe als een hond. Tired as a dog. We kregen een bed aangewezen. En toen een paar dekens. En wat eten. So they were given a bed. He literally said they were pointed. That we were appointed a bed. And then some blankets. And some food. And then they went to sleep. Daarna. Under the wool, which is an expression in Dutch. Under the wool means that you are under your blankets and going to bed. De volgende dag hebben we eens rondgekeken. So the next day, he said, we went to have a look around. Het is een reusachtig kamp. The camp is immense. Hier hebben de Canadezen gelegen met de invasie. The Canadians were there with the invasion. And he's obviously referring to the Canadians playing a large role in the liberation of the Netherlands during the Second, or at the end of the Second World War. Om de 20 minuten rijden er bussen in alle richtingen. So he says, every 20 minutes there are buses in every single direction. And you can get anything here. Hier is alles te krijgen. We mogen één pakket sturen van 18 gram. Right. We mogen één pakket sturen van 18 gram. That is very strange. Oh no, of course. No, that has to do with... Because 18 gram. Is that why all these papers are so thin? So he said that they had permission. They were allowed to send one package of 18 grams. Maar er mogen geen distributieartikelen inzetten. But they are not allowed to add or include distribution articles. Sigaretten en sigaren plus tabak is hier. Bij en bonloos. Sigaren en sigaretten. Tabak is hier. I want to say that cigarettes and cigars and tobacco were not included, but I can't read the word, so I'm not going to say that. But he's saying something about cigarettes, cigars, and tobacco, and they are bonloos. So, you. Bonloos. So it me bonloos means without without a yeah. How am I gonna describe this? Okay, so for example, when you go to the, was it called a food bank or something? And you have to, you don't have to pay with money, but you have to pay with, they call it food stamps. Well, anyway, so I'm going to use the word stamps, even though in Dutch we use the word bon, which officially the translation is receipt. But yeah, food stamps, basically. But the cigarettes and the cigars and the tobacco were not on food stamps. Maar we zitten met het geld. But there's something about money. We zitten met het geld. So there's some sort of issue with money. Maybe foreign currency or something. Ik heb 20 shilling gekregen. En een pakje sigaretten. Kort. Plus. Oh, no. So he received 20 shilling. And a packet of cigarette is around 2 shilling. Hier krijgen we 40 sigaretten bij de voeding. Bij de voeding? Bij de voeding? Oh my god. I hope he doesn't mean food. Because it's written with a... I hope this is a department. But anyway, he said... Here we're getting 40 cigarettes with the food. Oh, God. Oh, okay. Ik zal in ieder geval wat oversturen als het enigszins gaat. So he's going to send some over. Don't know if he's talking about the money or the cigarettes or the tobacco or whatever. But he said, if it is in any way possible, I will send some over. Now, Joop. Het hele merk is voor jou. Now, Joop, het hele, well, something that he included with the letter for Joop, so one of his brothers, is entirely yours, he's saying. So he says, well, Joop, the entire blah, blah, blah. I want to know what it is, but I can't read it. The entire blah, blah, blah is for you. And Jan, his other brother... For jou ook wat erbij hoor. And there is something for you as well. Exclamation mark. Oh wow, he really... Okay, anyway, this is a full blown letter. Marianne, stuur ik een souvenir uit Woking. Okay. So he says, I'm sending Marianne a souvenir from Woking. Oh, Wokingham. Wokingham? Yeah. Anyway, we are on the last page. I just turned it. So, alleen zal ik moeten opletten, want alles is hier even duur. He said, he says, I will have to watch, basically, he's talking about spending money. I have to watch because everything is expensive here. Je voelt je een hele piet met al dat geld. En als je iets koopt, ben je haast nog eens kwijt. Well, the world missed out on an excellent writer. Thank you, Grandpa, for leaving me all this. It's splendid. Splendid. He said, you feel like you're all that. With that money, and then as soon as you buy anything, almost all the money is gone. Oh, okay. Gisteravond ben ik nog in Wokingham geweest. So last night he went to Wokingham. De mensen hier zijn reuze gul. En hartelijk. The people here are extremely generous and kind. Maar je kunt merken dat de vorige. Oh, maar je kunt merken dat de vorige bataljons alles verpest hebben. Oh, okay. He said, but you can notice that the previous battalions ruined everything. Aan de meisjes hier is over het algemeen geen klap aan. He said, in general, the girls here are just basically boring as fuck. Just gonna say it. He didn't say fuck, but it's basically what he means. Vanmiddag laat ik me naar Wokingham rijden. Oh, don't know where that came from, but he says, this afternoon, I'm gonna have myself driven to Wokingham. So, don't know, taxi or whatever. A taxi, but there you go. Thanks, Grandpa. A taxi kost 7 shilling. Wow. A taxi is 7 shilling. Onverschillig met hoeveel man je. Regardless of with how many guys you share the cab. Ingesloten vind je nog wat Hollands geld. Oh yeah, so he said, I have included, so included with the letter, you will find a little bit of Dutch money, which is the 9 guilders. Dat is voor Marianne. Which is for Marianne. Nu, mensen, de kok blaast voor de keuken. So the cook or the chef is, and I'm assuming he's blowing, so I'm assuming he's blowing a horn for the kitchen. Dus inpakken en. Ba. Inpakken en. Ik wilde zeggen wegwezen, maar dat staat er niet. Bollen, bakken, bukken, bitten. Eten. Nee. Bikken, bikken. Nee. Anyway, I'm assuming he is going to eat. Laat deze brief ook aan de andere broers lezen. He says, please let this letter, or give this letter, or have the other brothers read this letter as well. The other brothers? How many did you have, man? There was only one more. Oh, okay, speaking to Marianne. Ik stuur deze brief naar Marianne en Joop. Kan hem dan toch lezen. Joop kan hem dan toch lezen. Anyway, he's sending it to Marianne, but he's saying basically it's also for Joop. And I think the reason why he's not necessarily referring to Jan is because, and I'm not sure if I said this before, I don't think so. Jan was a little special, slow. Yes. Okay. Hem dan ook lezen hoor. Je vindt het toch niet erg, hè? You don't mind, do you? De volgende brief is voor Joop. The next letter is for Joop. Oh, he is just. He doesn't have a lot of time, resources, paper, pencils, whatever, to send everyone letters. So he has to do it by turn. Okay, so this was Marianne's turn. And now the next one is for Joop. And Jan komt ook aan de beurt. See, he's taking turns, he says. And it will also be Jan's turn. Don't know when, but. Het pakketje stuurde ik naar hem toe. Het pakketje stuur ik. Ah, the package, the 18, 19 grams. What was it? 18. Nou, ja, 18 gram. So the 18 gram package, I don't know what you would put in it. He's gonna send it to, zou het 1800 gram geweest zijn? 1,8 kilograms. Nou, it doesn't matter. He's gonna send that package to Jan. So everyone gets something. Kind, 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 kind. Dit is zo ongeveer alles. So we're getting to the end because he says this is about it. Ik ben uitgeschreven. He says I'm done writing. In ieder geval hoor ik dat jullie me, hoop ik dat jullie me eens terugschrijven. He said I do hope that you. Just so you know, basically, in ieder geval. He said, just so you know, I hope that you guys will write me back. Laat eens gauw wat horen. Please, please let me hear something from you guys soon. Veel groeten en liefs van je broer in East Hampstead. So, lots of greetings and love from your brother in East Hampstead. Your brother, Pete. In English. The full thing. So this time, not you, brother Pete. No, your brother Pete. And then, PS. Oh, Wendeline. Of course. Oh no, she's in hospital. PS. Say hello to Wendeline for me in hospital. Marianne. Wait, doe Wendeline van mij de groeten in het ziekenhuis, Marianne. I hope Wendeline was just working in hospital. It wasn't in hospital, but I don't know. But she gets the greetings from East Hampstead. And then, afzender. So, send. Wait, he says nog. He says tabé. So, basically, so long, but in another language. Pete. It says there, your brother Pete was also underlined. And then, afzender. So, sender. P. Full stop, I full stop, E full stop. So no T, I don't know why. And then P Rukens, and then a number 716873. Wait. Here's a whole bunch of scribbles at the end of it, and it's not even written, like I just. Turned the so I have it in portrait obviously, but now I had to turn it landscape because otherwise he's written this particular numbers and things in a in another direction. So 726873, that's the number, and then 5-2 Roman 2-9 RI RNA all capitals. East Hampstead, near Wokingham, England. So that is probably what does it say, the address. There's no address. Maybe that's his army number, or that's his. I don't know why that is in there all of a sudden. P. Rukin 716873. Well, I'm assuming that's a very important number, so we're going to look it up. And yeah. Interesting people. Great. What a beautiful Sunday. What a beautiful, it was already a beautiful Sunday, and now it's even more beautiful. Wishing you all the best. Love, peace, happiness. So long.